Two teenagers, both 13 years old, have voluntarily reported to the police following a fire that devastated a seven-story heritage structure in the heart of Sydney. The fire broke out on Thursday afternoon, necessitating the intervention of approximately 100 firefighters to quell the blaze. Authorities suspect that additional teenagers were implicated in the incident and have urged them to step forward. At the time of the fire, 15 individuals were residing informally in the building, and 13 of them have been located. However, the incident has resulted in the displacement of at least 70 residents from nearby buildings, with a restricted zone anticipated to remain in effect for a week. The police have confirmed that the teenagers who turned themselves in are cooperating with their investigation. Fire and Rescue New South Wales reported that the fire escalated to a 10th alarm status on Thursday, the highest level of severity. The building, which was listed as a heritage site and previously housed the Henderson Hat Factory, had been unoccupied for a considerable period. There were, however, plans to convert it into a hotel. Following the ignition of the fire, a dense plume of smoke was visible across Sydney. Footage revealed the top floor of the building collapsing onto the adjacent street. Fire and Rescue NSW stated that they managed to confine the fire, preventing damage to nearby residential buildings. The agency also announced that the NSW Police Arson Squad has taken over the investigation into the fire's origin. The building is situated in Sydney's inner city, opposite the city's central station. On Thursday, as firefighters battled the blaze, transportation to and from the central area had to be halted.